The school, which has been in existence since 1999, aims at promoting and fostering quality healthcare delivery in the country. The school has been working with some health institutions aimed at bridging the country's healthcare deficit. Addressing the graduates, the principal of the school, Mrs. Mary Abuaji, urged the graduates to be selfless and dedicated to their profession.
Nursing is a calling. It's a divine vocation which seeks to assist the vulnerable, perform tasks, and to do what they would have done unaided. Providing the training to care for the sick and disabled is a huge responsibility which calls for the right attitude. Former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill said, "Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference." For you graduates, I believe that this difference that he said spoke about is positive. As a nurse assistant and as healthcare givers, you have been equipped to conserve life, alleviate pain, and promote health, as found in the nurse's pledge.
The immediate past director of nursing and midwifery of Ministry of Health, George Kumitremi, urged patients to also cooperate with nurses in order to receive quality health care.
Quality health service, from the client's perspective, is more of attitude now. To the client, therefore, quality health service is received at the facility. If the staff is warm, respectful, kind, friendly, patient, loving, caring, and a compassionate person. We should therefore value the clients and consider them as assets that need to be cherished and adored whenever they need our services. To the general public, there is also much we can do to stay healthy as individuals, families, and the community. We should cultivate healthy lifestyles and avoid unhealthy habits. We should eat more fruits, vegetables, exercise regularly, rest adequately, and above all, observe environmental sanitation.
The ceremony saw about 300 students graduating, with 30 of them receiving special award for their dedication and hard work.